Chuck here, Absolute Beginner Series, Season 1, Lesson 3, German Informalities.
Hello everyone, I'm Judith, and welcome to GermanPod 101.
With us, you'll learn to speak German with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook. In this lesson, you'll learn how to switch to informal language.
This conversation takes place on a commercial airplane bound for Berlin.
The conversation is between Anke Löwen and Joe Cardigan. Joe will request to be addressed informally, therefore the speakers will be speaking informal German. Let's listen to the conversation.
Herr Cardigan.
Bitte nennen Sie mich nur Joe.
Also gut, ich bin Anke. Joe, kommst du als Tourist nach Berlin oder beruflich?
Als Tourist.
Und wie lange bleibst du?
Ich bleibe 2 Wochen.
Narrate right, slowly. Herr Cardigan.
Bitte nennen Sie mich nur Joe.
Also gut, ich bin Anke. Joe, kommst du als Tourist nach Berlin oder beruflich?
Als Tourist.
Und wie lange bleibst du?
Ich bleibe 2 Wochen.
Now the translation. Herr Cardigan.
Mr. Cardigan.
Bitte nennen Sie mich nur Joe.
Please, just call me Joe.
Also gut, ich bin Anke.
All right, I am Anke.
Joe, kommst du als Tourist nach Berlin oder beruflich?
Joe, are you coming to Berlin as a tourist or for business?
Als Tourist.
As a tourist.
Und wie lange bleibst du?
And how long are you staying?
Ich bleibe 2 Wochen.
I'm staying 2 weeks.
Seems that Joe is going with the majority. I mean, Germany sees lots of foreign visitors every year. Have you visited yet?
Yep, I have.
Obviously.
Oh, you're talking to our listeners.
Yes.
That makes more sense.
If you haven't visited yet, here are some reasons for you to visit. First, which I particularly enjoy, Germany features many different historic sites, ranging from the Neanderthal Valley to Roman ruins to medieval castles, and of course, more recent history.
There are also a lot of beautiful spots, such as the German islands in the North Sea, the Black Forest, and the beautiful traditional houses, the Alps. Well, there you can do winter sports.
Business or conferences may also bring you here. Germany's economy is ranked 4th in the world and is number 1 in exporting goods. If you're lucky, your company will want somebody to explore new markets in Germany, and you will be chosen because you have learned some German.
Many GermanPod 101 listeners also have friends or family in Germany whom they should visit at some point.
Finally, if you're looking to practice German, what better place to do that than Germany?
But Judith, you missed the best part about visiting Germany.
What?
Germany has the best beer in the world.
If you want to make that a reason.
Well, why not? I bet for some of our listeners that would be a very good reason. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
First word, bitte.
Please, or you're welcome.
Bitte, bitte. Next, nennen.
To call somebody something.
Nennen, nennen. Next, mich.
Me.
Mich, mich. Next, gut.
Good, or well.
Gut, gut. Next, du.
You, informally.
Du, du. Next, als.
As.
Als. Als. Next. Tourist.
Tourist.
Tourist. Tourist. Der Tourist. Next. Beruflich.
By profession, professionally, or in this case, for business reasons.
Beruflich. Beruflich. Next. Wie.
How.
Wie. Wie. Next. lange.
Long, a long time.
Lange, lange.
Next.
Bleiben.
To stay.
Bleiben, bleiben.
Next.
Zwei.
Two.
Zwei, zwei.
Next.
Woche.
Week.
Woche, Woche, die Woche. And in this case, we've seen the plural, Wochen.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is, bitte nennen Sie mich.
Please call me something.
You can use this phrase to request that people use a nickname for you. But in today's dialogue, Joe uses it in order to request a switch to informal language. Bitte nennen Sie mich Joe.
You never use this for someone to call you on the phone.
Yes, that's a different word. It's not nennen. Okay, the other phrase we want to look at is also gut, ich bin Anke. Also gut agrees with that switch, and ich bin Anke, well, Joe knows that the woman next to him is called Anke Löwen, but she tells him I'm Anke anyway in order to confirm that he has the right to address her informally from now on. Because there are the times when one person addresses the other one informally, but the other one addresses the person formally. For example, when you're talking to kids.
Could it also be with a boss?
No, that would be a degradation.
Okay, that's important to know as well. The focus of this lesson are regular verbs, part 2. Today we've encountered two more forms of regular verbs.
First, there's the informal second person of verbs. Whenever you address somebody as du, you also need to take off the en verb ending and replace it with st.
St is the marker of the informal second person. Whenever we talk to a friend or family member, we use the st verb ending.
For example, formally you would say, bleiben Sie in Deutschland?
Do you remain in Germany? Will you remain in Germany?
Yes, there's no difference in the tenses. German sometimes uses the present tense with a future meaning.
That was the formal form, like to a stranger.
And the informal would be, bleibst du in Deutschland?
Do you remain in Germany? Will you remain in Germany?
And you'd use this informally speaking to a family member, a friend, a good acquaintance, or a young person.
We've also seen how to make a request. Mr. Cardigan requested that Mrs. Löwen just call him by his first name.
Bitte nennen Sie mich nur Joe.
Please just call me Joe. To make a polite request, start with bitte, please, and then put the formal form of the verb and the word Sie, then whatever else is left in the sentence. Can you give us some examples?
For example, bitte bleiben Sie.
Please stay.
Bitte kommen Sie.
Please come.
Bitte arbeiten Sie nicht.
Please don't work. Well, if I can't work, I guess that just about does it for today. Testing yourself is one of the most efficient ways to learn.
That's why we have three types of quizzes.
Vocabulary, grammar, and content-specific.
Each quiz targets a specific skill.
And together these quizzes will help you master several fundamental skills.
You can find them in the Learning Center at
GermanPod101.com. See you next week.
Bis nächste Woche. Herr Cardigan.
Bitte nennen Sie mich nur Joe.
Also gut, ich bin Anke. Joe, kommst du als Tourist nach Berlin oder beruflich?
Als Tourist.
Und wie lange bleibst du?
Ich bleibe 2 Wochen.